Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Cece. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I saw someone with whom I have a bit of an interesting relationship. See, on Sundays, on the way to church, I usually stop at the gas station across the street for some coffee. Now, I've been going to this church for a little more than 10 years. In that time, I can recall specifically the last two men who worked there on Sundays have been very friendly, very nice, very smiley when I get there in the morning. They don't necessarily speak English, or I'm not sure how well they speak English. We usually don't exchange very many words. I'll say, hello, good morning. I will usually get a response of, hello, friend, how are you? And that's the whole conversation. I don't know if the two men who've helped me there are related. Seems like a family-owned business, but I'm not sure. So the gentleman who's been working there for the last several months on a Sunday morning smiles and says hello when I go in. This morning, he did something that he always does. And I think some people might notice this and get bothered. Quite frankly, I think it's a little amusing, and it keeps our interactions interesting. So it usually goes like this. I get my coffee, I go to the counter, I put my coffee on the counter. I don't always get the same size, and I don't really know how much my coffee ever is until he tells me. So this morning he says, $1.64. What do I give him? $1.75. What's the change I get back? A dime. Now, I know there are a lot of people who might look at him and say, I gave you $1.75, it costs $1.64, you owe me 11 cents, you only gave me a dime. But the thing is, sometimes I'll go in there, I'll get my coffee, it might cost $1.52, I give him $1.75, and he gives me a quarter back. He only takes $1.50. This man never gives me exact change. He always rounds. I don't know if it's something he does on purpose, if it's something he does on accident, if he just doesn't feel like dealing with pennies. I don't know how he charges anybody else. But this is what happens every time I go there. And like I said, I think it's kind of amusing because I never know what my coffee's gonna cost. I never know if I'm gonna get a good deal that morning and save a couple cents. I figure, in the end, it all balances out. 3 pennies here, 2 pennies there, I don't really care. This morning we went through this interaction and I started to think about life, the bigger picture, in the same context. Because you know, this happens in life, right? You feel like here and there, you might get cheated in one way or the other. But then in other areas of life, you feel like, well, I may be lucked out. You know, I did a little better than I expected. Or I got more than I deserved. The natural reaction from a lot of people probably would be, if I come out ahead, I won't say a thing. I deserve a break. But if I come out behind, I really need to make this right. I can't be cheated. I can't leave that the way that it is. I deserve to be made whole. Now again, I'm sure that this man is not being malicious in any way. My change always evens out in the end, and I'm always greeted with a smile on a Sunday morning. But the fact remains that someone might think that this is a wrong that needs to be righted, it needs to be set straight. What if this man, indeed, is trying to come out ahead? And he shortchanges most of the people who come through that store. Well, would this be wrong? Yes. But what does Jesus say about those we would consider to be offenders against us? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, he says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other toward him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. And whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on those who are evil and on those who are good, and makes the rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. So how am I supposed to respond to the guy who shortchanges me at the gas station, even if he does it on purpose? Do I pitch a fit? Do I make a big scene? Do I point out every time I'm there how much different my change is than it should be? No, I don't think so. I think, even if this is intentional, the same way we go through life and we lose things that we feel belong to us, they're taken from us. Where's our recourse? What do we do? Well, it's always God, right? I mean, at the end of the day, let's say I go through some governmental taking of my property that's unjust, and the legal system in this country can't help me. What's my recourse? I'm not gonna physically fight the government or burn the house down so they can't have it or ruin the property in some way. No, I'm gonna rest on God to do what? To restore that which was taken from me. I'm gonna rest on God to fix the wrongs that have been done against me. And why is that? Well, because vengeance is his. The change at the gas station doesn't really matter, because if I lose a couple cents here and there, or I gain a couple cents here and there, God's always gonna provide for me. God's always gonna take care of me. At the end of the day, they're not my pennies anyway, they're his pennies, right? So if someone takes from me, they're not taking from me. They're taking from him. And so whose job is it to make that right? Look, God loves us. God will take care of us. God will provide for us. God will make sure that anything we lose at the hand of one of our enemies, that will be restored. He will handle that. We know what we're in for when we sign up to follow Jesus Christ in this world. Bible's clear about that. Persecution, opposition, oppression. Yes, we have freedom in Jesus. Yes, we have peace in Him. Yes, we have confidence in an abundant life. But that doesn't mean that this life in this world will come without trouble. The question is how we respond to that trouble. Think about it. Some will even lose their lives for the cause of Christ, for His name's sake. Being willing to do that, I believe, is having an ultimate understanding of what it means to lose here. There's nothing here that we could ever lose that really matters in light of what we gain in Jesus. So when we think about the things that we have, when we think about our accomplishments, when we think about everything in this world that we hold dear to us, or that we think defines us in some way, what we've earned, what we believe we deserve, if all of that were to disappear tomorrow, we should still be okay, because we know where our true value lies. We know where our treasure is actually stored, the treasure that matters, the treasure that lasts forever, that moth and rust cannot destroy. What do you think will happen to our faith if we're so focused on the pennies we lose in this world? How much do those pennies matter in light of what we have and who we are and who we serve? This week's songspiration is God Restores by Darwin Hobbs. The song just talks about what we lose in this life that we see, you know, pass us by. The things that we feel like, oh God, I really need this. Why is it gone? The things that the enemy desires to take from us, to weaken us, to distract us, to maybe make us believe that God's not really there for us. Whatever it is, you know, it's an imperfect world. We will suffer loss, but God can restore every single one of those losses. He's the one who will seek vengeance and retribution. He's the judge who will balance the scales. We only need seek Him. Let us focus not on what we're losing in this world ever, but on what we already have gained and how much more valuable that is. Let us leave it in the hands of God to right the wrongs committed against us in our lives and to restore what we have lost. Father, thank you, Lord, that you give us insight and the right attitude toward loss in this world. Thank you, Lord, that you are the great restorer. You bring justice. You correct all wrongs. You make all things right. Father, for those of us suffering loss today, we trust you, God, in your restoring power, and that you will make all things whole again. We love you, Lord, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Good day, and God bless.
Soul. Soul. Ow. Ow. Soul.